The exporter at the centre of the storm over the live sheep trade has told the ABC that no one is to blame for what it calls a catastrophic weather event, which led to the death of 2,400 Australian sheep in the Persian Gulf last year. But in an exclusive interview with the ABC, the managing director of Emmanuel Exports, Graham Dawes, has conceded the industry can't afford a repeat incident as it fights political efforts to shut it down. Our National Rural and Regional Affairs correspondent Dominic Schwartz has more.
68,000 Australian sheep are on their way to Kuwait and Qatar, a cargo potentially worth $13 million. Last night's shipment from Fremantle is Emmanuel Exports' first in 3 weeks since video of the ill-fated 2017 Awassi Express voyage emerged. Company boss Graham Dawes usually avoids all media. The fact he spoke with the ABC and invited us onto the Al Masila livestock carrier before it set sail shows how desperate the industry is to rebuild trust with the community.
It was a catastrophic event. It's distressed everybody. The footage of it is confronting. And it was out of anybody's hands. There's nobody to blame for what happened. Although there's a lot of people trying to blame our company and us,
but it cannot possibly happen again. The industry, everybody in the supply chain won't stand for it.
Mr. Dawes says unusually high heat and humidity were the killer combination last year and can be managed by changing routes through the Persian Gulf and giving sheep more room on board. Sheep are typically allowed just one-third of a square metre. The pens on the Al Masila appear crowded, even with the newly agreed 17.5% lower stocking rates.
But it's a very generous space allocation, so all sheep will be more than comfortable. They'll all be able to eat, drink and lie down, as they always can, but there'll be extra space on the ship.
The ship's health and welfare officer, veterinarian Dr. Colin Scrivener, agrees.
If you go and look at sheep in a paddock, you'll find they're on probably a quarter of it, even less. They lie on top of one another, is the way that sheep behave. They're not humans and they don't mind personal space being invaded.
But Dr. Sue Foster from Vets Against Live Exports says there's only one way to stop heat stress.
We certainly want a cessation of all voyages to the Middle East in summer.
She says the Awassi tragedy is not isolated. 2 years ago, an estimated 3,000 sheep died on the Al Masila, which was also transporting sheep from Emmanuel Exports. Under Australian regulations, the exporter is responsible for the welfare of the sheep until they reach their destination. Graham Dawes has defended his record and says the industry is ready to take the hard decisions. But with several inquiries underway and federal Liberal MP Susan Lee pushing ahead with her bill to effectively end the live sheep trade, it may be others who make decisions for the industry.
National Rural and Regional Affairs correspondent Dominic Schwartz.